Chapter 18. In that hour the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to himself, and set him in the midst of them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you turn, and become as little children, you will in no way enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him that a huge millstone should be hung around his neck, and that he should be sunk in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks! For there will always be something to cause people to stumble, but woe to the person through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off, and cast it from you." Translator note: this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note: it is better for you to enter into life crippled or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out, and cast it from you. Translator note: this is hyperbole or idiom meaning to stop doing a sin. End of note: it is better for you to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into the fire of hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. What do you think? If someone has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, does he not leave the 99, go to the mountains, and seek that which has gone astray? If he finds it, truly I tell you, he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which have not gone astray. Even so it is not the will of my Father who is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish.